Harper Audio presents The Lone Star Lonely Hearts Club, a debutante dropout mystery by Susan McBride, performed by Amy McFadden. It is never too late to be what you might have been. George Eliot. Chapter 1. Getting old was murder. Make no mistake about it. Sara Lee Sewell tugged on the loose skin of her cheeks and frowned at the mirror, wondering if it wasn't time she got a little nip and tuck. Every woman her age in Dallas, and not a few of the men, had been doing it for years. But as long as Eldon had been alive, Sara Lee hadn't put too much stock in her faded appearance.
"I love you for what's inside, honey pie, not for the gift wrapping."
His blue eyes had twinkled as they'd looked her up and down,
"though I've got no complaints about that either."
The smile that formed on her lips at the memory fast died, and she sighed at her tired reflection.
"Oh, Eldon," she said to no one but herself, "how I miss you."
She missed his wit, missed his scent of tweed and pipe tobacco, missed having a hand to hold, that most of all. After 5 decades of marriage, 2 years seemed a long time to go without the touch of a man. Maybe some women could stand it, but Sara Lee couldn't. It was a slow death in itself, like being starved or suffocated. Even cats needed to be stroked now and then. Sara Lee was only human. Which was why she'd gone and done what she had, something she never in her wildest dreams imagined she'd do, and still wasn't too all-fired sure about. She'd started dating. She hadn't told any of her friends what she